This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Paul Chabot wants conservatives across the country to do what he did, move to Texas. After losing a second bid for Congress in California, he uprooted his family and settled in McKinney. And he started a company called Conservative Move to get like-minded folks to do the same thing. Paul Chabot, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be with you.
When you talk to a conservative looking at Texas, what's the pitch?
Yeah, the pitch actually sells itself. People are coming to us. We don't have to sell the concept of Texas, in a sense, or for that matter, you know, red states. My wife and I, having come from California, born and raised 43 years, the state of Reagan and Nixon, used to be a great state, top of the line for schools, for public safety. We sort of innovated a lot of the roads and bridges that became the model for a lot of America. But today, sadly, I think California has really gone in a very different direction, and it is harming families' abilities to earn a good wage or living and help their kids have a good education.
This isn't just a charity operation, right? I mean, this is an actual money-making enterprise.
It is. If you're a family, and you don't have to live in a blue state, you could live anywhere, and you simply say, look, I want to leave. They contact us, and then we will help them identify a realtor in their area, should they own a home, to then sell their home. And we also set them up with a conservative realtor in a red state. We've launched here in Texas. We're in other states as well, to help them find a home. And the third aspect of what we do now is help people find employment.
You've been up and running for, I guess, 2.5 months or so?
Right, just about, you know, a few months.
How many conservatives have moved through the operation?
So the moving process takes a little bit longer because of how long it takes homes to close in escrow. So right now we have about 2,500 families that have signed up, 1,500 from California, about 40 states in total. Every day we have new families coming in here to Texas meeting with realtors.
You're from San Bernardino originally, which is an area that was really kneecapped by the financial crisis.
Right.
That was coming off several Republican governors at that time. How did your political philosophy get shaped through all that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, people look at me in a suit and tie and they think I'm some, you know, wealthy, you know, Republican silver spoon kid. I'm not. I was raised by two single parents. My grandma was a Blue Dog Democrat. My first ballot cast was for Ross Perot, and I evolved into a Republican over time because of my experiences in law enforcement and the military.
You lived in Rancho Cucamonga, in a state you've called, quote, overrun by illegals, drug addicts, and violent criminals under the umbrella of a radical liberal ideology that's destroyed the state.
Yes.
And yet California has added more jobs than Texas last year and is adding them at a faster rate. How do you justify that?
California has a lot of low-wage jobs. Major corporations leaving California. Toyota, one of the big ones, closed their North American headquarters in Torrance, brought about 3,000 jobs here to North Texas, Plano. We see that happening consistently. But California has gone from a safe state, a beautiful state. Then when the Democrats took control, a liberal wing of that took control of the Democrat Party. I saw this as a state parole board commissioner working in our prison system. What you have largely in California now are very radical laws, which has basically legalized drugs, minimized offenses from burglary to many other offenses. Now you also have tent cities that have popped up all throughout California. And we've never seen that in California. And the other aspect is our school system. We used to have some of the best schools in the country. They've now fallen to the bottom percentile. California, in my opinion, is more interested in a radical ideology than families.
But those issues you just ticked off are exactly the things people complain about here in North Texas, too.
Well, hopefully, you know what? I would say that North Texas, to me, is the last great hope. I think California has fallen, without a doubt. California has fallen. I think it is the canary in the coal mine for the rest of America about what not to become. Look, California's been great on many things. We all want clean water, clean this. We want those things. But they go to such an extreme that they don't understand it's devastating working families.
Collin County, where you've moved, is booming. The Toyota headquarters are bringing, as you mentioned,
right,
3,000 Californians here,
right,
to Texas already. And the county is rapidly diversifying, too, which sounds like a recipe for a red county turning maybe a little purple.
If, by chance, Texas does turn purple and it is by the old school Blue Dog Democrats, I would embrace that. I think for the most part, we can have good conversations across the table. What I worry about is the more far left wing of the Democrat Party, which is well funded. My message to the Republican Party out here is Don't get caught sleeping at the switch. California was a Republican state, but the Republican leaders during that time simply rested on their laurels. And Texas, you should not assume that you're always going to be a red state. You're a primary target. And if we lose from a Republican conservative perspective, if we lose Texas, we lose America. We'll never hold the White House again.
Let's talk practicality. You ran for Congress twice. Sam Johnson is your congressman now. He's 86 and he's retiring next year. Do you want his job?
No, not at all. You have a lot of great conservatives out here. I have no intentions of running. To me, running for office is like military service. I still serve in the military today. I do it because I love my country. God bless Sam Johnson and all the others for doing great work out here.
Paul Chabot, welcome to Texas, and thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.